We are back on the air, and this is Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and you know, it's genuine. I just love talking to entrepreneurs, and I love hearing their stories. And if you've been listening through this week, it's been just a great week of stories. And if I'm having good stories, I owe it all to Alex Cooper. And he's our executive producer. He did a good job, and I think he knows he did this week. Our next guest is Alan Lucas from Alira Health. Welcome.
Thank you very much. I appreciate the opportunity to be able to be on the air with you all.
Great. Alan, tell us about Alira Health.
Well, Alira Health is a consulting firm that was formed about 20 years ago in Europe, and primarily for consulting to healthcare companies, mostly medical devices at that time, in all transaction-based activities. In 2010, they opened up the Boston office, and that's when I initially became involved and have continued on with my engagement with them. Part of our business revolves around consulting for international companies looking to enter into the U.S. healthcare marketplace. But in addition to that, we also have a transaction M&A service, a FINRA registered group, where we do transactions either buy side or sell side for our clients. It's grown quite a bit at the Boston office and now is the largest contributor from a revenue standpoint to the entire organization. And our corporate headquarters has now moved to Boston. We continue to have offices in Munich, Paris, Barcelona, Spain. Those are all the primary locations, and then multiple other satellite offices throughout, both in the U.S. and San Francisco, as well as around the globe.
What do you think makes the organization globally so successful?
Well, there's a primary reason is that we have key partners located across the globe where we offer services to our clients. It's very unusual from a consulting agency perspective of our size. We're roughly around 80 or 90 individuals in various locations, but to have such a global footprint and presence. Our clients are global as well, and they're very interested in how they can get advice and direction through multiple marketplaces, not just either in the U.S. or just in Europe, where our primary activities are.
So, Alan, give us a little bit in the Wayback Machine. What's your career path that led you to this?
Yes, well, and this is true as well with a number of our partners. We're very, very fortunate to have had direct experience. I started off in medical devices in minimally invasive surgical applications in 1978, at the very, very beginning of the sports medicine growth phase. And about half of my career has been in orthopedics, but also had the opportunity to work in about 8 emerging technology businesses in the healthcare space.
In what capacity were you working back then?
My background's all sales, marketing, and business development.
Okay.
So in about in 2009, 2010, I started consulting and working with both emerging technology companies and continuing to build new businesses, but also to advise larger companies in how they can grow their business. At this point right now, I'm on the board of 2 companies, one of which I'm founding called Navigation Sciences. And this has all been done in support and investments that have come through the Alira organization. The second one is a micro endoscope company called EnlightenView. EnlightenView is a single-use disposable endoscope that is used for diagnostic and therapeutic purposes. So through Alira in our consulting, we've also been able to incubate and create new business.
So where's the business going? Do you see any changes in the next, let's say, well, healthcare is changing a lot. So,
yeah. Healthcare is always changing, but the very exciting thing is technology also drives and can follow what changes are taking place, both in the delivery of care and the cost of managing patients. So we're very, very excited and enthusiastic about how we can contribute in those specific areas and where the growth opportunities are. And having an understanding, boots on the street with a clear understanding of where the direction of healthcare goes and what kind of products are needed for this changing environment is what's actually critical. And that's how we consult, and that's how we grow our business. In combination with that, I in order to keep informed on activities in this market space. I'm also the founder of the New England Healthcare Executive Network. New England Healthcare Executive Network is an organization that meets on a monthly, almost a monthly basis. It's the first Monday of the month. Our sponsors support us in a meeting location, Foley Hoag, the law firm in downtown Boston in the Seaport. And we roughly have about anywhere from 100 to 150 attendees who come on a monthly basis to learn about specific aspects and changes that are taking place in the healthcare environment. We address really multiple market verticals from healthcare IT, medical devices, biotech, pharma, as well as have members who attend these meetings who are both part of the all those multiple market verticals, including healthcare providers and clinicians. So it's a very interesting group. We do have a website, www.nehen.co. That's .co, not com. And I hope that your listeners take an opportunity to visit our website, or and also there's an open invitation to attend our meetings.
Is there a better city in the United States to be in your category than in Boston?
Well, I'm extremely biased. So I grew up here. I live in the town in which I grew up. And I can't imagine any other place that would be a better spot to do business
in
healthcare.
But in terms of being a medical center for you to be able, you know, I don't want to name a city, but you know, just I don't want to get in trouble. But let's say if you had the same office in Indianapolis, it wouldn't be as successful, I would assume.
Well, again, I'm extremely biased to the Boston community, but you have to think about it in many respects. It's not only just the great institutions that we have located here in the Boston community, from the BI Deaconess to the Brigham and Women's and Tufts Healthcare. I mean, there are a number of great providers of healthcare services here in Boston. We're also very fortunate to have a number of very large companies, both in the biotech side, medical device side. And so from that aspect, it's not only a great provider location and network that are located in Boston where you can get great care as a patient. It's also really a center of innovation. That center of innovation, not only from the company standpoint, but also from the educational institutions that are located in our community.
And I don't know if you won't like this question or not. Again, I told you it's just conversational. When you think about healthcare, you know, could you summarize maybe two or three things that make you anxious about the future? And then you can tell me the other side. What makes you optimistic?
Well, I think the part that is very of great anxious is the cost of delivery of healthcare and the unevenness of individuals being able to really take advantage of that. I think those are the two areas that we really have to be very, very concerned about as it relates to, you know, providing care for everybody.
So that's the concern. Is there something that you're optimistic about?
Well, I'm very optimistic that we'll solve through and we'll work through a lot of these situations. But those costs, the costs of delivery, are of great, 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 great concern. Yeah.
Is it hard for you to find quality staff?
No, because of the community that we live in here in the Boston area, there's very, very bright and smart and very, very capable individuals who, in this marketplace that can contribute and help grow in a number of markets, both in the biotech, pharma, and med devices. So across the board, this is a great location for being able to attract good talent or be able to find good talent.
So, Alan, before we go, all the different ways that people can find you and your services, could you tell us that?
Yes. Well, I gave you the website earlier for the NEHEN, New England Healthcare Executive Network. It's www.nehen.co. In addition to that, I do have a Twitter feed. It's at Alan D. Lucas, as well as you can find me certainly on LinkedIn and other social media sites.
Would you be willing to come back again and talk to us more about different trends as they're happening through the year?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I find the opportunity to be able to communicate both through social media as well as through radio or television my interest in the delivery of healthcare and the businesses that I'm forming.
And we want to put out that healthcare message.
Absolutely.
So, you know, we're glad to have you back anytime.
Appreciate it. I appreciate the time that you've been able to give me.
Hey, well, we're going to do it again. So we're going to become an Allen addict. we're going to take a break. Thank you for being on the air. Allen Lucas from Alira Health. Thank you, Alex Cooper, for a great lineup. And we're going to take a break. We'll be right back after these messages on Radio Entrepreneurs.